Yo.
His whole face is like.
Nah, I don't give a fuck. As long as y'all with it, I'm with it. Welcome to the Lit, the Loud, and the Lazy.
Yo, we should hella put that shit on. Looking boy.
Now, we do need to make our own, like, snippets and cuts and intros and all that shit. Yeah, but anyway, welcome type shit. To Season 1, Episode 7 of the Lit, the Loud, and the Lazy podcast.
I thought it was Season 2, too.
But I thought it was season 2, too, but Prince Baldass said last week was episode 6, so...
So
we want to 10, you might as well go to 10 episodes.
That's what I'm saying, we're going to go to 10, and then we're going to cut that shit off.
Like, it's a new TV school show. new school year, new me.
And you're not in school.
So? Okay. I might as well be all the people on my Snapchat in school.
That's a pedophile. Anyway, that's, welcome.
That's college we, just started, too.
Nah, nigga, they started. Oh, yeah, they did. today. You lucky. All right, we are back in effect with the original motherfucking members, including Free Bam Mika.
When did she become Free Bam Mika?
She been
Free Bam Mika.
First met,
yeah,
I was
back in February of that year.
February.
I am your host, Burger Meets World. Here.
What kind of stupid ass name is that?
Because Burger Meets World, is that better?
Hey, you got your boy Bush Boy over here talking all that shit.
Bush Boy, Baldy Locks.
He never want to admit he Bush Boy. That's his name forever.
Yeah.
And you got the daddy himself, you know. Daddy himself. Damn. Augsburg.
Augsburg.
It was the daddy himself, Fat Moses. You already know I'm back in the building. I missed episode 6 because these niggas flaked on me, but it's all right.
We did not flake on you at all.
It's the opposite. It's all right. You flaked on us.
I was in the pool. I told you I came to the pool and did a podcast at the pool.
I don't think that would have worked, bro. The way that Craig's mosquitoes be hitting.
Yo, them shits was hitting.
But you was at the pool doing a podcast with Water and Bitches. It's lit.
What bitches?
We could have named it Water and Bitches.
Craig's girlfriend and Mika is bitches?
Yeah, sure.
At one point of the day. That's not bitches.
Damn. All right, well, we're going to start the podcast with some good news. Can I get a drum roll?
Nothing like a drum.
It's I don't even know if this is real wood.
It's not wood at all.
This is plastic.
It was hollow as fuck.
It don't matter, bruh. Though I could throw this shit. But it don't matter. Kodak is free. Woo! Saga Fair.
I ain't gonna do all that.
Yeah, the Broward legend himself is out.
Once again. And hopefully he makes it, you know, past March without going back.
Oh, we know that's not happening.
That's probably not gonna happen. We still fighting them rape charges.
It don't matter, bruh.
You got his GED, though.
As long as he don't get on Instagram, he'll be okay.
You'd be like that nigga that went to jail and then became a lawyer for his own self.
Whoop.
I don't know. Nah, wasn't.
I'm pretty sure it was a Whoop. I feel like you just wanted to say that name.
Yeah, hello. Y'all know Whoop Free?
I forgot.
I forgot who that nigga was.
Yeah. He's the one with the missile.
Yes.
He brought a missile to the club.
He was beefing with a nigga. He brought a missile.
That's true.
And he free.
Wow. Well, Tampa got their guy back.
I thought he from Palm Beach.
I thought he from Orlando.
No, he's hella from Tampa.
He's
hella from Tampa.
So West Palm don't got no rappers?
Huh? West Palm?
Yes, they do.
Who they got?
I forgot that nigga name. He trashed up.
Is there a hood in West Palm?
Yes.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Damn.
You think all them niggas live in Wellington?
All them niggas live in Pompano.
Like, anyone you don't know in Rolling Loud was probably from Palm Beach.
Yeah, I know, but I thought them niggas were in Palm Beach.
Yeah, because I remember shit.
Palm Beach. I know Palm Beach.
Boyton.
But, you know, it's like
Orlando.
Boyton.
But, you know, shit like that. It's like Orlando. Orlando got a hood.
Orlando got a hood. But Orlando's big.
Yeah, but Orlando's big.
Orlando's
but
you fucking bat down, bro.
No! It's my prop, bro. Yo, I used to have a cane, bro. That shit was dope.
You'd have been like every ball nigga with a cane.
No, I wouldn't have. I did. Oh, y'all cute. That's your baby shower picture?
Yeah, nigga.
Oh, yeah. We did shout out your baby shower last week.
Yeah,
we did.
You know the picture we got of you?
I don't care.
Sharing out a fucking plate of food. That's it.
Oh, I'm cool.
In a teal V-neck.
That's it.
Wasn't teal. It wasn't like teal.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Bitch, you don't know that your colors. That makes it better? Yeah. No. Teal is like...
the color of my room. Y'all haven't seen.
I ain't never seen. How you gonna give us a reference that we can't see?
But yeah.
Hey, all your hoes sexy.
That's not my hoe. All right. Kodak is free. And we go ignore Shaq's foolishness. All right, so
you gonna
since,
get a call in
bro,
a
give me this shit.
No, bitch.
Yo,
no.
Don't break my. Yo, put the bat. Put the bat down.
No,
because you ain't got no hands, bro. You draw that shit like.
Bro, I'm spinning.
Kodak free.
Woo. We not restarting this whole thing.
No.
Oh, okay.
We not.
I was about to smack the shit out of you.
All right, so since the seasons are changing, I wanted to take some time and talk about fall. Let's talk about our favorite things to do in the fall.
Carnival, that's it.
That's it. The weather changing. You don't give a fuck about
Florida. Fuck. That shit happened in February.
Yeah, I know, but it's feeling a little better.
Nah, it's still be hot as shit.
All we got is carnival. Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is a family thing. That's like automatic for most.
You're right, that's everywhere.
In Florida, nah. We the type of niggas go to the beach on Christmas.
Yeah, that shit.
That's
lit.
Winter.
Yeah, well, whatever. Fall, winter, shit. We going to fucking beach on Thanksgiving and then go eat some
there
turkey.
You go.
Eat some fried turkey.
Now
baked
you
turkey
eat
trash.
Turkey first, then you go to.
Baked turkey is trash.
I've never had baked turkey. Yeah. We have fried one. We have smoked one.
Y'all got
and
a ham turkey too.
You never had baked turkey?
Trash. So.
All right, don't try it. Right.
You always do fried, smoked, and...
You dodged the bullet in life, bro. Just
I think
it
Cajun.
If you ate turkey at Shack House, it was baked before last year.
You're right. Last year, we made fried turkey, and there was nothing.
Y'all never going back?
Never going... What? My mom ain't never going back. Then my mom tried to disrespect, take the baked turkey out of the oven, and try to throw it in the fryer. Like, nah, that shit don't work like
you're
that.
You're trash already.
That shit don't work like that, B.
Man, you gotta have smoked turkey. Y'all live a whole different life. Smoked turkey is the shit.
That ham turkey with smoked turkey? That ham turkey I had.
I don't remember the last time.
There's
a
ham turkey?
I don't remember the last time.
It's not a turkey.
Nah, I know what he had. I know what
you're
talking about.
It was that turkey that tasted like ham.
It was ham that tasted like turkey.
I don't know what the fuck.
You went to his house, he had some fire ass turkey, and it tasted like ham a little bit or some shit like that.
I think
that.
It was the other way, bro.
I think he was eating both at the same time.
If you had a ham that tastes like turkey, I'm gonna throw your whole mama
it's
away.
Not a turducken, bro.
You gonna throw your whole mama away?
I'm throw your whole mama away. Yeah,
it's
man,
not a
ham that tastes like turkey,
bro.
Well, y'all had some turkey that was tastes like ham.
I ever had a turducken?
Tamika, anything you looking forward to in
you
the fall?
You had a duck?
No.
I'm dead.
She will drop, so she can't go to carnival.
He's not going to carnival.
She can hella go to carnival. You're going to be hella out by then.
Who's going to watch my baby?
Everyone
at carnival.
That too. And you could just put him on your neck.
I mean, I feel like that's how you like become a Caribbean, going to carnival. So he's just going to start early.
Get little man some ass.
At 1 month, probably not even.
Get it right. Get it tight. You're going to be in them cheeks. They going to hella let him dagger.
Well, they going to make that nigga costume right there.
They going to pass him around the ass.
Shut oh, my God.
Am I lying?
It's not lying.
He was there. He seen it.
Every girl would dance with a baby at carnival, which is wild.
Anybody under 12. 12 and under.
They gonna get
once you hit 13, you don't count no more.
Yeah, you're a grown man.
Shit, just that carnival get better bitches in? I don't want. Like, I'd be
know
like,
you
damn.
You knocked out my water bottle, right?
Nobody fuck your water.
Who cares, bro?
Yo, pass me that shit.
Fuck your water, nigga.
All right, so since everybody's going back to school, I wanted to talk to y'all to see if y'all had any bad first day backs.
Thank you.
Oh, all right, it's easy. Mika.
It wasn't even bad. It was just
That's horrible. Yeah, tell them a story. It's horrible.
Okay, so you know how like kids cry because they don't want to go to school on the first day, like they're scared and whatever. Mm-hmm. I used to do that, like not every year, but whenever. The last time I actually like cried didn't want to go to school was when I was in 11th grade.
How old were you? How old were you?
16.
Goddamn.
Your mom dropped you off?
No, I was walking to the bus stop and I was crying. And I called, I called my mom and she told me just go turn around and go back home.
Wow. Mom an enabler, bro. And you soft.
Yeah, you a pussy. You automatically a pussy for crying at 16 about school.
For some reason, I didn't.
You a pussy for saving your hair? You could have bossed me. How? You rich. You could have bossed me.
You gave up on your hairline, nigga.
You could do what Safari did.
All the madness, man.
That ain't nothing but 10K.
You been wearing that fucking hat?
It ain't nothing but 10K, bro. Could have hella got you a new little Ballsworth line.
Hey, I'm on flip.
You could do a Rick Ross too, bro. Going, let them niggas paint. Let them niggas sculpt some shit.
Oh shit!
Shaq
Barber
be doing the Beijing.
Watch that guy off. Like hey, my nigga, I ain't there yet.
Hey,
he hella be doing that shit to Shaq.
Let him make Picasso your tape.
I ain't there yet.
Bro.
Come on, bro.
Anyways,
yeah. My
what was your story?
My worst first day of school was All-Star High School. You know, Miramar was known for the hoes, so yeah, I came out there.
Not like Flanagan.
Nah, like, yeah, but Flanagan hoes was affected.
Yeah, but.
Oh, yeah, but what? Nigga, yeah, but what?
You got to think about it.
Yeah,
it was affected. It was bad enough to where you got to think about it.
Miramar?
Yeah, you right. He right. He big facts. My ninth grade year, I seen bitches walking around with big bellies, so I was like, this shit crazy. But look, check me out, right? So I hopped out my mama van, Dougie as fuck, you know.
The blue van?
Yeah. Dougie as fuck. I hopped out that bitch. Dougie, I was clean.
I've never heard that word.
Clean. I had some white Forces, some Levi's, and a white tee. Clean, bro. Hood nigga clean, right? Sunday. Dog, I walking down, about to hit the sidewalk. My mama yelled, and a group of hoes was passing by. My mom was yelling, pull your pants up, boy! and then Matthew was hanging out the window with his big ass head. Ah yeah, pull your pants up, Shaq.
The story got funny as soon as you said Matthew. Yeah, name, bro. You gotta do some dumb shit.
So like that's yeah, so good. them first batch of hoes is out the mix. Like I can't even talk to none of them.
Hey, the one of the funny days that y'all had at beer bar was that day the first day of school with JK with a yellow tee. This nigga thought he was fresh as fucking a yellow tee and they raped him. Yo, that shit had me dying, bro. I think my worst first day of school, right? I was going. That's when I still lived at Miramar, right? My mom was like, screw it, she done with it. After sixth grade, I got kicked out like the last week of school. My mom was like, fuck it, whatever. My child's a mess. I'm leaving. She left my dad. We went to Northport, right? So I'm in Northport.
This is still what you lived in Miramar.
Well, I just moved. This is the transition when I moved.
Yeah, just
so when I'm in Northport, I'm with my cousins. My cousins are all Haitian. So I'm in the house with a bunch of Haitians. I'm like, oh man, this shit is just like Miramar, bro. It's just me and my family. First day of fucking school, right? My mom dropped me off. I'm like, yo, I'm clean as fuck, whatever. It's the first time I don't have to wear no uniform. You know, I'm about to kill it. And they got free breakfast. I'm about to go kill whatever they got. I walk in the cafeteria, right? I'm doing a little nonchalant. I open the cafeteria door. And this is me coming from Perry. All Caribbean motherfuckers, all Africans, everybody black as shit. I open the door at Heron Creek Middle School in Northport, Florida, and I see nothing but motherfucking white kids running around being goofy. A whole cafeteria of white kids. I've never seen this many white people before in my life. I close the door. I open it up again. The white kids are still there. I close it again. I open it up. The white kids still there. My mom's still there. I'm like, yo, mom, y'all, what the fuck is this? And that was my worst first day ever. And that was my life.
For like 6 years.
Yeah, it was awful. I'm dead. A lot of white kids.
Alright, so actually now I got two stories when you bring that up. Like when I went to the new school and I was like looking around, the school year had already started because I had got kicked out of my old school. And then like we went into one of the classrooms and I remember my first reaction, I saw this kid. And he was ginger. And it was like the first time I had really seen a white person before. So when I saw him, bro, I was scared as shit. I was hiding behind my mom. I was like, I could not wait to walk out of that classroom. I was like, yo, that kid scared the fuck out of me. He's like this little short white boy with freckles and red spiky hair.
That's racist.
And I was scared of him for like.
You know, I'm sorry. You know what makes it funnier? That he's African and he was scared of a white kid. I'm sorry. That made it 10 times funnier.
Yeah, that was my first day in school, but that was just something I remember because you said that. My story was, like, first week of school. This is in college. So, my ass thought I was going to be fresh as fuck my first week of school. I guess that's how all that
started. Like, your freshman? Started.
Nah. This is, like, junior year when we was living in the dorms.
Okay.
And before y'all got kicked out.
Yeah. Fuck so. I was like, all right, well, this is when we was skating. Like, we all skate. We was like Tony Hawk, pro skater.
I already know where it's going.
So, my ass was like, all right, I'm going to go to class now. I think I had like a 9 o'clock class, and it was like 8:40. So, I'm like, all right, let me hit it to class. Let me be on time and shit. So, I just started skating, right? Skate. I'm wearing a white tee. I was just dope as fuck. I slipped and land straight into some fucking mud. So now all my clothes is just dirty. Like my shirt dirty, my pants dirty. I was like, all right. So this is just a bad day. Whatever. Let me go upstairs
and change. You said whatever?
I said whatever. I went upstairs and changed. Yo, like.
I probably would have stayed home for the rest of the day. What are you telling
me? So, several hours later, I'm going to my next class, right?
All those
matches. And so, I'm skating again. And let me tell you how I bust my ass again. Just a little bit further from where I originally bust my ass. Got my whole yellow shirt just dirty as fuck, right? So, and my whole pants is the dirtiest fucking game.
So I go back. You had to do laundry the first week.
So I go back to my room, change again. Yo, I went into my class and I bust my ass again.
So you just went inside the class with dirty and shit.
I think at that time I really did just go because I was late. So I was like, damn, I busted my ass. No, I lived on campus. I did not go into class dusty. I walk back to my room. I'm like, yo, I'm busting my ass 3 times today. I just know this school year is going to go well.
My nigga, the second time you ain't trying to walk, bro?
No. How the fuck? Who walks when you can skate?
Hey, nah, the first time I busted my ass on that skateboard, I was mad at it for 3 weeks, bro. I was like, I'm not riding this shit no more, bro.
Oh, my God.
I think that's when I was still using the longboard, too. So nah, I don't understand how, like, I busted my ass.
I'm not riding this shit no more, bro. I was mad as fuck.
Nah, I was only mad because I really busted my ass in front of bitches. At least one of those times.
Nah, I don't think I ever bust my ass in front of bitches. I made sure not to bust my ass.
You would have never saw me the rest of the day after that one time.
Girl, day one. Oh.
The second this time was college. A sign, bro.
I ain't never seen no one again.
Y'all have any bad, like, traumatic days from school?
When I busted my ass.
Okay, other than that, that's college. You was not traumatized. I think we laughed at you and then
I don't know. I was hella traumatized. I used to hate going to Nova. Like, sixth grade year. Oh my gosh. I used to come home crying. This girl put gum in my hair.
Damn.
Like.
You was bullied?
I was hella bullied.
Damn. What? Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I knew black kids get bullied so me.
Nigga, I got bullied. Sense.
But I went to white
school. By black kids.
Yeah, you went to white school, but you was a black kid.
Yeah.
I'm dead.
You know what Somerset is?
Not when I went to Somerset.
Somerset is a black school, but no, it's
predominantly it's not white. Even remotely close to black. There's nothing about that school that
none
was black.
None of y'all got rhythm.
That was even close.
That's how you classified as white?
Yeah, none of them boys got rhythm.
Oh, damn.
None of y'all boys got rhythm.
Hey, so when I was...
Me too.
My favorite teacher was fourth grade, right? So I was in fourth grade. I had my own squad. Great year, bro. That's the first year I started rapping. It was a beautiful year.
You said that like you still rap.
Yeah, but that, nah, when I was rapping, it was great.
He probably rapped Tiana.
That's what I was going to. Hey, yeah, I was waiting for him to say that.
That's when we all started rapping. Me, JK.
They be doing cute shit like
that. That's when we all started rapping, right?
They be doing cute
and
shit.
And we got more bars than you?
Okay, y'all funny. Alright, so that's when we first started rapping. Tiana got no type of bars.
I was gonna rank you, she did.
Five Star is a predominantly white school too.
But that's when we all started rapping, right?
White school, not predominantly.
But besides me rapping, I was just a badass kid in fourth grade because I had my own gang and we were just all bad. So my teacher would always threaten us, right? And like, yo, we gonna call it parents, da da da. Now it's like March and she ain't never called nobody's mama. So I used to just talk big shit. This was the same year where Janet Jackson Titty came out, right? And this, my teacher was a feminist, and I always used to be like, yeah, I'm gonna make bitches titties pop out like Janet Jackson. And she hated that shit. So one day, I said that, and she was like, I'm gonna call your mama. I was like, all right, then do it. You know, I was acting big and bad. It's like, March, you ain't never called nobody's mama. You ain't not gonna call my mama now. Well, she called my mama, and my mama came Haitian as fuck to the school. Had like two different head scarves. Had like short shorts, ashy as fuck legs. Sandals, just Haitian as fuck, as you can imagine. Crusty lips, everything. I think she OD'd the just woke up out of bed look.
She had the church shoes on.
Church slippers. She had one church slipper on and she had one sandal on. That's how I know she was just trying to get her ass over here. Yeah, that's how I just know she was coming over here. Now on her fucking waist, she had three different belts. Right, she walked into class. Right. And the worst part of this story is that we were taking a fucking test. So it was dead quiet in the room. And I see my mama just jiggling with belts. She says, get up. I got up, right? She's like, pick a belt. She's like, pick a belt. You know, I'm big and bad. I'm like, yo, my mom's not going to beat. She's not stupid. Like, I'll run away. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to hit me. I picked the belt. I picked the small one. She said, oh, good. I knew you were going to pick that one. So she took the thickest one and she put the rest down. She said, give me your hands. I said, man, I know she not going to be me, man. I know she got over you.
That was the worst woman's ever.
Yo, one swipe on the hands. I started crying like a little bitch in the middle of a test. So it's dead quiet and all you. She said, 20 more to go. And she proceeded to give me all 21 of them licks. And then I think on like 15, I flinched. And she was like, all right, 20 more. So after she finished beating my ass, of course, all the kids laughed at me. Mm-hmm. And I think that was a very traumatic day in my life. I got into like three fights that
day. Why are you doing this, bro? Leave my kids alone.
First of all, this shit fucked up.
I know. Yeah. But you ain't got to fuck them up more. Bro, this shit is going. That remote's gonna fall out, and then you gonna owe me $200.
Yeah, yo, 200 nuts. Hey, look, check me out, right? So, my worst day at school was in Perry. I was a playful ass chubby nigga.
Yeah, I had some bad days at Perry.
Dog. So I was playing with my homeboys. We slap boss it. So I just ran, and I think the grass was wet as fuck. Right. And I had on a white and khaki fit.
Wow.
So I was just running and then I tried to stop. You ever seen a fat chubby dip slide across the grass? Yeah, so I slid across the grass, my whole back was fucked up. And that's not even the worst part. I slid into somebody, a nigga. I slid into a nigga and he was ready to fade me on the spot.
Hey, Perry was on site with anything, bro. Like, you boss a nigga on site, bro. You get the last chocolate milk on site. No matter what it was, Perry was about it, bro.
Yeah, dog. So I told a nigga there ain't nothing but a big ass grass stain on the back of my feet. Yeah, man. Yeah, bro, that was pretty like the worst day I can remember.
All right, so what was your back to school songs, like your best back to school song? What prepared you?
Back to school song?
Y'all ain't had back to school songs?
No, what the fuck kind of?
My mom used to play Ricky Smiley in the morning, bro. I have a good laugh. But I had a good laugh.
iPod. Y'all ain't listening to no music. Nothing got y'all hyped for the first day of school.
No.
What?
Shuffle. Wow.
You know, it's not like how it is nowadays. Though. You know.
Yeah. Damn.
Like, maybe now. No, I don't even have a song for school now.
Now I would have hella listened to Lil Baby and Moneybagg Yo No Cut before school.
Yeah, there gotta be some go-to song. I feel like maybe I forgot it. Because I hella had go-to song.
I ain't had no go-to songs. The only go-to song I had was Graduation. That's a Graduation. Good Morning from My Graduation. And I don't even think I played that shit.
I don't think you did either. The college one or the high school one?
High school.
Okay, yeah.
I'm pretty sure I played it for college. You just wasn't with me.
Hell no. Alright, so we gonna skip over that. Good luck to all the niggas starting school. We finished. We don't really give a fuck no more.
Well, I ain't finished. I said fuck it.
We ain't finished. Yeah, we ain't really finished either. We going back. But still, we feel for y'all.
We're going back, but in time.
Yeah. Alright, Prince, you wanna segue to these
nuts
money topics? That was gay. That was hella gay.
You just segue to these nuts.
That was hella gay. That was hella gay.
You said these, right? So it's just gay. Like you expected.
As long as you know it's gay.
Yeah, shut up. Alright, so alright, we gonna talk about paying for shit because I'm not cheap.
Cheap nigga?
Nah, I'm not frugal and I'm not cheap. I'm,
selfish.
Greedy. I'm fiscally... Not challenged.
That's gonna go left real quick.
Yeah. Fiscally responsible? Nah, you're not like that either.
I'm economically... Damn, I had a word for it too. Man, fuck y'all niggas. I'll remember it later. Alright, I'm gonna say fuck y'all. Cause you know y'all can't say shit back to me.
They can email you.
So? You think I'm gonna read it? You gotta see how many unread emails I got.
Right. One of them shit said bald bitch. You gonna be
high. Fuck you, body locks.
That shit gonna get wrapped or red. That's the only thing I have an iPhone.
So. Alright, so you not frugal, you broke. What were you saying?
No, fuck that. We'll come back to that later when I remember the word.
Okay.
So
we, yeah, we're gonna talk about bitch, wait!
I see this shit.
Like, just chill.
Why you bring your iPad?
I didn't feel like it.
Just ask.
Alright, so we're gonna talk about overpriced items. So What do y'all think is an overpriced item?
Pussy.
Is it?
My nigga.
Is it? That's something y'all gonna clap up for?
Yeah.
I don't know why he clapping up, friends.
Pussy.
Overpriced.
It depends on the pussy.
Yeah.
Because some of them shits be overpriced.
And that's good, the first thing y'all gonna say with overpriced
shit. Good ass pussy free.
I mean, this is Shaq we talking about.
That's the first thing y'all gonna say.
This is Shaq we talking about. I was gonna say condoms.
Look, I work at a strip club. I watch niggas pay $200 for some stripper pussy, and I'm like, what the fuck?
That's sort of a bargain.
Yeah, that's a bargain.
Yeah, so low key.
That's a bargain
for stripper pussy.
For stripper pussy, you see the strippers that come to my club? Ain't G5 hoes. It's not G5 bitches.
I'm just saying, bro. For stripper pussy.
Nah. And then this nigga is that overpay, like take bitches on trips and shit.
Yeah.
That's too much for some pussy.
I'm dead.
That's overpriced, bro.
Okay.
That's overpriced, bro.
What? How is that overpriced?
That's overpriced. I can get some good pussy from great combos and building a bond, okay, which
so
is
you,
free.
You right. You 100% right. But you know what they? Okay, so like hotel sex, right? They say everything is better in a hotel.
That's paying for pussy and that's overpriced.
I'm dead. How you know it's not different pussy if it's in a hotel? How you know it's not different pussy if you fly her out? It could be different pussy she's throwing at you.
The best pussy in the world is when a girl loves you.
Oh, Shaq.
That's facts, though. You
can't pay for that shit.
You can't pay for love.
You can hella pay for love.
They don't love you. They love your money. So they pussy get whatever the money.
Love something.
Nah, that's overpriced.
It's a different type of love.
It is overpriced. Pussy is overpriced.
Alright, I'm going go with that.
City Girls made it 10 times worse.
Yeah, they kind of did.
God damn, yeah.
So Shaq is pussy. Prince, your condoms.
You part of this shit. What you mean?
Part of this.
You have to be part of
this.
You say condoms overpriced?
Yeah, condoms stay overpriced. They be like $10,
they're
bro.
They're free at schools and testing
centers. Yeah, that's why pussy is free at school.
Eh?
Nigga, pussy is free at school.
There you go, but you know what I'm saying? You gotta build a bond to get that free ass pussy.
Yeah, you paying with something else. You paying with something else.
But a bond. Look, your time is priceless.
Yeah, time is way more precious than money.
But you can multitask. You know what I'm saying? So So you can do what's really important to you and still build a bond and get that pussy later.
I imagine y'all niggas said pussy in college. I'm over here thinking about food being overpriced. Duh.
Yeah, there's certain foods that are.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot of food.
I was going to say tropical smoothie and shit. Y'all talk about
no, pussy. No, you know what's overpriced? Vegan food. That shit overpriced as fuck. Overpriced. Because you could grow that shit in your backyard for free, yo, my nigga. Yo,
my mama tried to make me a salmon burger today, bruh. Or 2 days ago. I don't give a fuck what it's called. I don't want a salmon burger.
Is it real salmon?
It was hella real salmon shaped in a burger patty.
Yeah.
But I thought she was vegan.
My mom?
She's pescatarian.
No, no.
She's
pescatarian and vegan.
Like Ryan, something like that. She's vegan some days until she wants
to eat. You know, shrimp like bacon, though. It's hard to give up, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Bacon was pretty easy to give up, my nigga.
Yeah. Turkey bacon is fried.
That's some Somerset shit.
Yeah, that's some real.
I see turkey bacon.
That's real Nova shit. Yeah, that's some real Caucasian shit going on.
I see turkey burgers too.
Yeah, that's some real.
That's turkey burgers, I'm not really sure about, but turkey bacon, regular bacon tastes like. It tastes different to me now that I've eaten turkey bacon.
I don't know. When Shaq makes it, it's just. It, I don't know if it's the brand or what they get, but it's just salty.
What, his turkey
all
bacon?
All bacon and saucy.
His bacon.
All bacon and saucy.
No, I don't know. I don't like the taste of bacon.
Bacon is really good.
Never had that.
Who?
Yeah, that's on a real unseasoned right now.
We can't eat pork beef at my bacon? House. We don't
I know,
eat
I know. You know, that's a whole, you know, island thing. We understand. I understand that. Well, Prince, I don't understand. Y'all hunt pigs.
I don't think so.
That's fucked up. They don't hunt pigs. Yeah. Who hunts pigs?
Yeah.
Who the fuck hunts pigs?
Boars are pigs.
I don't.
Yeah, they are.
Okay. 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 Cool.
Okay. I feel like they just
We didn't really eat. Well, we did eat a lot. My dad is Muslim, so not really.
Like Malcolm X Muslim.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
Don't eat pork, though?
Yeah.
They don't know.
They don't. I don't know what he meant.
Y'all want to know a funny thing about this old Muslim and pork thing? You know, every time I wear my head wrap, it's like, occasionally that
Where
day.
Where do you wear it to?
Work.
I wear it out, too. I wear
you
it
have
out,
a
too.
Head wrap?
Yeah. Why? No, because it's lit, nigga.
That nigga on Atlanta.
That shit was lit, though.
Yeah.
It's real lit. And it's easy to talk. But like I was saying, it's funny, like, when I wear it, and when I first wore it, a nigga like, damn, bruh, so that means you eat no pork today. I'm like, you know what's funny? I hella ate pork before I came here. I didn't even think about it.
You worse than me, Khalifa, bruh.
Yo. You know, that shit funny. But what's overpriced to you, though?
Bruh, to be honest, though, y'all took it way the fuck the far left. Yeah. I was gonna say like jeans and shit.
He said it.
I was gonna say jeans.
Yeah, I was thinking smoothie. That too, but he said it. I was like, you know, I gotta agree with it.
Gonna say sneakers.
Nah, I feel like sneakers.
I was gonna
is
say some real regular
right.
shit. And y'all think you just went to pussy.
I'm like, clothing is overpriced.
I feel like I'm not in this convo no more.
No, nah. You know why I said pussy?
Shaq
though.
Would say clothing is overpriced for guys.
Yeah, especially.
It is.
A girl could get 5 fits for the same amount.
No, you know what's really overpriced? A handbag. Because why the fuck?
Nah, because there's so many variations, bro.
Nah.
Handbags. He's talking about like a name brand.
Yeah.
Yeah, even with that, there's so many
variations. But also with shoes.
Nah, but shoes make sense. They're durable. A handbag is something you keep on your hand. And really,
not suck though. It's a bush took my whole shoe away.
Okay, yeah,
I got a big ass hole in my shit.
I don't know how.
A big ass bush put a hole in that.
I don't know how,
bro. You could get a fucking book bag, and it's I don't understand why women like to carry
JanSport
bags.
Book bag. First of all, if I see a girl with a fucking JanSport on in the club,
that's different.
Nah,
why does she even have a bag in the club?
Girls wear bags in the club.
Purses.
You telling bitches they should go
why niggas wear satchels?
Purses.
If you got anything bigger than a clutch in a club, you bullshitting and you want your shit to get took.
Hey, wait, check me out. We see us at the club. Love motherfuckers like y'all. Why you coming in here with the toothbrush? Tampons. You got toothpaste, mints, keys, a bag of quarters.
Like, they be having unnecessary shit. Like, toothbrush, toothpaste makes sense.
A girl put toilet paper in her shit.
Yeah, bitch.
At the club?
Girl, she can start sucking some nigga. Like, now, like, I don't like the taste of this
Where
nigga.
Where y'all going with this, bro? Where y'all going with this, bro?
Hey, he back at my son of pussy point.
Where y'all going with this,
bro? He back at my pussy point, bro.
Where y'all going with this? I was gonna say cable, bruh.
Cable over remotes right. in their back.
A lot of people agree with you.
I was gonna say fucking Madden. And y'all niggas talk about pussy and
nah, video games, it makes sense too.
No, not fucking Madden.
Okay. Not GTA.
Not 2K. Nah,
GTA is just overpriced at this point.
GTA.
It's not like they don't regularly put something. It's like a new game every other month.
I feel you. That's what
it
got.
So it's like...
That's what they got DLC packs for, you know what I'm saying?
But then you have to pay for the DLC pack.
Season pass, my nigga.
But then it wouldn't be fair for everyone else. Because not everyone's going to buy a season.
Bro, why would I pay $60 for a four-year-old game?
It's 5 years old now.
You're not making
it
anymore.
Why not, bro? This shit is great.
Why fucking?
And they have deals all the time. It was like $30 last week.
Need to be 10.
You don't even pay for it. I have it, and you have it on your
That's not the point.
Because you paid for it.
You got that
point.
Shit.
That's not the
point.
That's not the point.
I got it for $35.
That's not the point at all.
Yo, they be having deals on GTA all the time. If you pay $60 for it, you bullshit. Yeah, that shit really be $30.
$60 for a 5-year-old man.
$30 all the time.
You know why I really said pussy? Because a lot of girls nowadays
try
to act high maintenance.
Next topic.
Try to act high maintenance. Like, bro. No.
They are high maintenance.
No, they is not high maintenance.
Nah. You got to be careful to understand how
I gotta take a bitch to Brickle. They live in a house with a whole board over their window, bruh. But you feel like you deserve Brickle. You know what I'm saying?
Brickle not expensive, though.
Most things in Brickle is expensive.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? But you know
what you say. But I feel like niggas that usually spend the cash.
Cost efficient. There we go. I'm not cheap. I'm cost efficient.
No, you cheap.
No, I'm cost efficient.
No, cost efficient.
I'm economically efficient.
Look, I feel like niggas that throw money at bitches just have it to waste.
I feel like they stupid. If you throw money at a woman,
they can't get it any other way.
No, scammers pay for pussy.
Yeah, that's not their money.
Yeah, so
drug dealers pay for pussy. If you spend a lot of money on a girl that you just met,
what drug dealer you know?
Ooh, you don't know how we're getting. Thank you.
Paper,
yeah, whoa.
Just because they got it. They rather pay for it in drugs or money.
Yeah. If you give a girl, if you smoke a girl out, that's paying for pussy because you're losing out on the weed you're smoking out with.
Yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying? Some these paper
pussy. Damn, Hillary. Hillary.
You know what I'm saying?
Pussy,
dog. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, next topic.
Give me this. You don't got my thing.
Yeah, well, what's expensive for you?
Tampons. The pink tax, right?
What? That's a tax?
There's a thing called the pink tax, and women hate that shit.
Some females feel like they shouldn't be taxed for tampons or pads or shit like that.
Oh, so it should be tax-free?
Yes.
Hilarious. That makes sense.
Can they make condom sex free too? I'm not buying them.
They are in Houston.
My nigga. You know.
Tax free is fucking Houston.
I'm dead.
That means they got a serious problem over there.
That's fine. No, I think everything I paid for was tax free, bro. I think the whole state.
They might be the whole state. I know Delaware is.
Well, ain't nobody going there to find out.
No, Delaware, they're free to.
Oh,
let's do buyer's remorse. So what's a purchase you paid for and like you just like, damn, I'm mad I paid for this.
You want to say pussy again?
Nah, I ain't going to say pussy. I just had an argument about paper pussy. I ain't paper pussy. All
right, something you brought and you regretted.
No, I'll never pay for plan B either.
You hella pay for pussy, bro.
Nah.
Before in your life.
Technically, but mine's not as severe as most niggas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I got, but the only word is I got cheap pussy.
Damn. You took him out to eat?
Yeah, $20? That's cheap ass pussy, then. You're gonna call it that. Or a movie ticket. Yeah. Cheap ass pussy.
I agree with that.
So if you count taking you on dates, is paying for pussy, your pussy cheap. That's it. It pussy cheap.
What if she loves you?
Some people,
what if she loves you?
That's not paying for pussy at that point.
You still pay for it.
It's like you know the manager at the store. You know what I'm saying? Now you know what I'm saying? You got discounts and shit. Or you just stealing shit
for free. You still pay for it, bro.
Nah, love is the manager.
Even if you got the discount, you still pay for
it. Nah, love is the manager. You know, you just get shit free for no reason.
Right. Just because you don't pay with money don't make you not pay, bro. You pay for your time, your energy.
Okay, so Mika, buyer's remorse. Anything you ever brought that you regretted? Buyer's remorse. Anything?
A condom that popped on me. So you ain't gonna be, you paid for the condom and it's just pop.
But that's a box and one pop.
Eh? Yeah, that's you know, I want
that's
the,
enough, yeah.
I want the whole, you know what I'm saying?
Did you try the rest of them?
Yeah, the rest of them work, but that one pop, you'd be mad. If three come in a pack and you pay for all,
yeah, that's why condoms are expensive because it's, you know, like saying? Three for $5.
Nah, you pay for it. You, if you could buy them both,
it's like three for like $7-$8.
Yeah, so it's like $2 per condom.
Nah. Like, the skin condoms is $8 for like three of them guys. The corner store magnums is like $4 a change.
I'm just gonna walk into Walgreens.
But like, if I bought condoms and one of them popped, I'm mad.
Yeah, you better go up to them. You gotta drop that and come soak condom on the shit. You like, I want my. You see that shit dripping out? I want my money back.
Niggas will hurt you.
Literally.
I don't know
who
would actually
go back. I think the
customer will shoot you a fade. Shoot you, bro. You come with that shit on the counter.
You gotta come in your dick print shorts and the white beater so they know like this just happened. And you got ask for plan B too. And like if you're not giving me a refund,
yeah, that'll be a buyer's remorse too. Yeah. Plan B's that didn't work. That'll be a buyer's remorse too. Nah, if I'm saying.
Oh, if that happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why you look at me?
I'm like, damn, bro. Yeah, that's, nah. That's.
Oh, no, nah, that's all. That's all planned right here.
I was about to say, damn.
Hey, y'all
about to be mad as fuck.
Y'all ever bought a plan B and they try to offer you the off generic brand?
And I took that shit.
You took the off generic brand?
It's still working.
What?
I took one.
Yo, zero chances.
No, you fucked up. It's the same formula, bro.
So you tripping.
It is. All right,
okay.
You trying to pay 25?
I don't know. Walmart brand.
So wait, check me out, right? No, check me out. So the dollar store had plant B's. You go buy it?
Nah, that's different.
Is that different?
The dollar
that's
store?
That's
hella off generic.
I might buy it with the other one. You buy both these. You buy both these motherfuckers.
You might buy two or three of them.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You buy both these motherfuckers.
Take them all at once.
Your ovaries is done after you give a lot of
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, probably, but that's better for me too.
Shut the fuck up.
Kid Liz.
I bought a brand that was like After or whatever. That was from CBS. That
she,
shit worked.
She on it. She know. I remember when Q bought me a Plan B. Hey, that was a goat, bro.
Hey, Twitter had a picture of an all brand Plan B. It was called After D. That shit had me dying.
That shit don't work.
That shit
don't work. You know that shit don't work. That's a sugar pill.
So what's your buyer's remorse, Prince? Your dashiki that didn't fit. Y'all got dashikis, what they call it again?
I don't wear dashikis.
Ankaras.
Ankaras?
Yeah.
Ankaras that didn't fit?
They always fit.
Y'all rich as fuck, but my shit did it. Thank God I ain't paid for it.
Yeah, that's because we didn't give them your, what's it called?
Measurements. They just guessed some shit.
Guesstimate.
I was looking like a fat ass box.
That was cool, bro. You really was. You really look fine, bro.
I look fine. About that. I look
fine, bro. I look like a whole. Even fit. I look like a whole
Roblox. Yeah, they fit CJ though, right?
Yeah.
He wore it? Where you gonna wear that to?
He got it. He wore it.
That's why I was confused.
He wore it with probably a white tee or some shit.
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
You can take that shit and make a bag out of it. That's what I wanna do.
Almost pinch like you. Like the illest.
Bro, yeah, what's your project remorse, bro?
I'm trying to remember. I can't think of anything right now.
So why bring it up you ain't got now? I'm
going to bro, I had the idea. When I had the idea, I had something, obviously.
I'm dead.
But that was a whole week ago. Mitch, where are your ideas? Tell me where are your ideas on
here? I didn't even have this, and I just said shit.
Yeah, because yeah, you just be saying whatever comes to your mind.
No, that's but I'll be speaking facts. I'll be speaking facts,
you
though.
You just be saying shit.
I'm speaking real nigga facts, bro.
Straight nigga facts. I'm trying to figure out, and you keep talking to me, so I can't remember what.
You're taking too long, bro.
Then skip me, bro. It's not that important. It's not that deep.
It's not at all.
Bro, oh, I know what my buyer's remorse is. No, I lied. I was going to say my degree. Shit was a hell of a waste of time.
Your degree was a waste of time?
Nah, not really. But
you still want to be in college.
Yeah, some parts of my degree was a waste of my time. I took a class that I didn't like. That was a waste of money.
This nigga was talking about one class.
Yeah, that was a waste of money, but it wasn't my money.
That's not fucking buyer's remorse.
That's hell of buyer's remorse.
Yeah, he could have got
that refund check.
Yeah.
That don't count. You had to take a class no matter what.
It don't matter.
What about you, bro? You ain't say nothing yet.
You ain't say your shit.
Bro, I be buying good shit, bro.
That's a lie. That's a whole lie.
I was old, bro. You gonna return that shit real quick if you don't like it.
That don't make it not buyer's remorse.
They kind of do, though.
You know, that's like a thing. Like, when you're refund... when you return something, you can say buyer's remorse, and they'll just, like, return your shit.
Yeah, just like if you buy something from T-Mobile or something like that. Buyer's remorse.
But T-Mobile's shit, you just complain about it, and he take it back.
G.
You clean your nails with my card, bro?
You don't use it.
That don't matter, bro. Why you be doing this shit?
Nah, bro, I'm pretty great on everything I've been buying recently.
Yeah, recently.
Maybe them phones, but them shit's still fresh, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. That shit was sort of expensive.
Oh, yeah, actually, that's what it was. These white shoes I got.
No, your dumbass bought like 16 pairs of shoes in 1 month.
No, in like a year. Yeah. I bought like 4 pairs of shoes.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
Say it like that. But it was a lot worse than that. Nah. So, yeah, nah, bro, I'm pretty good. Damn. Maybe my Xbox. Yeah, I think I fucked up on my Xbox, bro.
No, 360.
I got my Xbox like Black Friday. Like the year before the next system came out.
Oh, yeah. Xbox One?
Yeah, so by the time I got it, it was just useless, bro.
I got that Xbox.
That shit was just useless, bro.
I got my 360 the year the Xbox One came out.
Yeah. Bro, you just scared the fuck out of me. What's wrong with you?
What I do?
The your flashing fault. Light. I'm thinking lightning hit my TV.
So why the fuck you say it's my fault?
That's your fault. Why you got your flasher on? Pussy.
Him and CJ got that shit.
Yeah, I had to take that shit off because I kept almost dying.
You gonna get epilepsy one day, bro.
Your mama.
What?
All
right. I didn't even insult you.
So I was reading this. I was reading this article right this weekend that was talking about there's a rise in sologamy.
Soligamy. You dumbass.
Nigga, I ain't go to college. All right, so.
You went to the university. Yeah. All
right, so. So there's a rise in soligamy. That's a hideous word.
Soligamy?
What is soligamy?
Soligamy is people marrying themselves, but the rise is specifically women marrying themselves.
Right. They get like a certificate of marriage.
And all a genderless relationship.
Bitch, I'm hella do that shit.
You gonna marry yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gonna put the ring on your head?
Yeah, me.
I'm gonna cut you.
I can marry myself now.
Boy, you know how much benefits you get from being married. Why do you think gay people been trying to get married for so long? You get so many benefits from being married.
I don't think you get the same benefits from soligamy.
You should be. If you don't, then I'm just go to the LGBTQ.
And so if you divorce yourself, like, hey, you go on your credit report?
That's a good question.
Divorce is going on your credit report?
Your report didn't say that.
Bitch, what?
Yeah, I heard.
Your credit go down for getting a divorce?
Yeah.
Shouldn't, but I guess.
It happens.
I would piss on the credit bureau if they did that shit.
And they go piss on your credit.
What
the hell?
That's another 54 points.
Yeah, that's it, man.
More than 54 points.
Man, what you mean? They take 50 for everything,
bro. Boy, 50. Yo.
Why y'all know this?
Why they take 50, man? Yo, you don't notice every time somebody got a bill that's like on a card or a car payment, like everybody that talks about it, they like, got something that's unpaid, they got repo, their car got like closed down and sent to the collectors. That shit go down like 50, 100 points.
Yeah,
everybody.
That should be OG.
People don't really care about repo.
That shit go up like a GPA. That shit go up like a GPA.
Yo, GPA grades and all that shit used to annoy me because you can do your best work all year.
4.0.
You fuck up once, your shit drop.
Shit never coming back. And that's the same with your credit. That's the same with your credit.
Now your credit could build back up. It's not gonna be the same
forever. It's gonna take forever. It's not gonna match the way it fell.
It's not at all.
Nah, a lot of people got ways. Like they got ways. Not the iFix credit people. They just straight finesse. But
if my credit score ever dropped below 500, I'm being a scammer.
You might do well at that point. I'm not gonna lie. When I read the article, I thought this shit was lit, bro. Because a lot of people be complaining about being single. I thought it was cool that niggas was taking the initiative and just saying, fuck yeah, I'm going to just marry myself.
No, not niggas.
You still single in a way.
You hella still single, but whatever. You got a ring for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm married.
Are you married?
First dance going to be you hitting the folk.
Shut the fuck up. Like, I don't even know what you're going to say. It's going to
be you by yourself.
So when y'all plan on getting married? Like, when you plan on marrying Nicole?
When I plan on not getting married.
We plan on marrying Nicole.
Don't you believe in polygamy?
I did have that conversation with you. Yeah. Polygamy would be great, bro.
One bitch to rub your head.
Why my ear?
Because you look like you like
polygamy. So explain to people what that shit is.
What, polygamy?
Yeah.
Bro, to you.
Oh, what polygamy to me is?
Yes.
So, I'm going to have a bunch of dits with a bunch of different women. And that's all polygamy is to me. Wow. I just want to have multiple jits.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to marry them if I was being a polygamist.
That book would be like Future.
To be honest, I just want to have multiple jits.
That book would be like Future.
Because, like, my wife ain't going to have more than, like, 3 kids. She's not going to
want
to have.
How many kids do you want?
I want, like, 10.
That's an African.
Why don't you just go back to Africa?
That sounds like the girl that went out with us.
Have you ever been to Africa?
Niggas, you American. I'm sure Africans would love to have babies with you.
Have you ever been to Africa?
No, you know this.
You never want to go there. It's like Haiti.
I hella
want to
go there.
You saw that video and then you saw like what it looked like.
Yeah, that shit
you
looked
can't
good.
Drink. I'm never gonna live somewhere I can't drink out of the tap.
I ain't gonna lie, my predator looking at me too. I read the definition. Oh damn! Wow!
Can you drink out the tap in Haiti? Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Wow.
Can you drink out the tap in Trinidad?
Wow. Oh, this nigga got 4 wives. Wow.
Would you drink out the tap in Trinidad?
Wow. If she would, yeah. Okay. Would you drink out of it with Noah in your stomach?
No.
Okay, then I wouldn't.
Yo, what?
So now y'all trying to be polygamous?
Shaq
man
shut the hell up. He ain't gonna get shit.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
This man got 4 wives.
She gonna say no to whip your ass.
And they all holding hands.
They black?
As hell. Yeah.
They black?
You know kids be whipping their daddy. They deadbeat daddy's asses.
Go ahead, Prince.
Really?
Hey, my nigga.
They all fat, but I got a different term for that. Yeah, it's cool.
I'm saying
it's called fertile.
Well, actually, you know, you African, y'all like fat girls anyway, so
because they're more fertile. Well, they appear fertile, like they can bear children. That's why I always say, like, she look like she got my kids.
That's
fat.
Wow, no, because they thicker, like skinnier women don't.
Who the fuck you said that about?
I said that about people randomly.
Wow,
like the cougar, man. Wow. She could have my kids if she could still have kids.
Wow. Sure let me bring her up in the picture and see if that's like the one you was talking about.
I'm dead. So y'all not marrying yourselves, but y'all marrying multiple bitches?
I'll marry myself and multiple bitches.
You can't do both, bro. You're gonna have to divorce one of them.
I'll divorce myself.
You gonna have to go to court.
Angela, I should have gotten this bitch to do.
I can't trust myself. OTF. Yo, I can't.
I wanted to, but I was like, let's Shaq have his little
family reunion. That shit was so funny. When we done with this, I didn't even tell y'all that story.
Here we are.
Is there nothing else?
Let's check.
So we was just talking about Slick Me and like your friend's girl's pick.
Oh, the D-Wade shit.
Oh.
I forgot about that. Okay, so hey, what's too far when it comes to commenting
on her? Oh?
Yeah.
Fuck y'all.
Her?
Yeah. Why the fuck she look like that in that picture?
I don't know.
She got that shit. Boy, she got the triple chin.
She not photogenic, bro.
Wait, you gotta show Alsberg too.
I saw it.
Oh.
What's too far when you comment on your homeboy's girl's page?
Well, your girl is my sister, so.
Okay, so. So you already know what's going. If you say, well, damn, I'm not the only one that's gonna flag you. So, okay, so if it wasn't your sister, what's too far? Can I say, well, damn, Tamika?
Mm-hmm.
Can I say, well, damn, Tamika?
Oh, that's weird.
Well, damn! Like,
that's weird.
What's too far? I can do it to...
Send in a dick pic.
Ah, come on.
That's
way too far.
That's
way too far, bro.
I don't know. It depends on how you say, well, damn, though.
Like, if I do it with lowercase, it's okay?
What about the emojis?
Nah, it depends on the picture and what you say. Well,
then they put that heart. Yeah, they put the heart eye emojis. I'd be like, I
can't put hard eyes.
Nah, emojis speak too much languages, though.
Yeah. What about if it's just like, you know, you just trying to get some comments on her page and you started off with the heart eyes?
I think you should comment on your friend's girl page.
Nah, you wild.
I feel like that's respectful.
Jealous of my girl.
Okay, what about if she like?
You can like it.
What about if she was like hideous? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you first got in a relationship, she was hideous, you loved her.
Niggas still be insecure about their ugly girls.
She glowed up. You feel me? And now you like, damn, bro, I'm proud of your girl. I'm proud of you. It could be say vice versa.
I would feel some type of way.
I never leave a comment on your page. So you know what I'm saying? And I come through.
The girl gonna feel like you don't like them.
Especially that's how I know how you feel. Like, I was ugly and then I glowed up.
You know what I'm saying? You got the girl at the right time. She glowed up. I leave a well damn. I leave some heart emojis.
Nah, I feel like
that's a little too much.
Yeah, it's still too much. Still too much.
I think that's alright. When you start speaking another language, like, nah, you bullshitting. Because I'm gonna have to Google Translate what that shit is. And once I have to take a step, you've already gone too far.
For well damn and.
You say that you shit crap.
I ain't gonna lie.
If I see French, I'm gonna be like, "What's who is this?"
I ain't gonna lie, bro. You ain't never been in a relationship as long as I knew you, bro.
Yeah,
he just ain't tell us about it, bro.
Eh?
He just ain't tell us about it, bro.
You don't do relationships, nah. Except for that girl your aunt put you down with.
No,
Joe Life.
He didn't even talk to her for that long.
He right
for like a week,
but he was being a whole fuckboy. He was following the code, baby.
Who was the whole code? Fuckboy.
You was hella hanging out with him more often.
I think she did something.
Yeah,
she had a boyfriend.
She stopped texting me.
He was hella hanging out with him.
But then she had a boyfriend.
She just broke up with that nigga that day.
So, still fuckboy.
Y'all be having whole conversations you shouldn't have on the podcast.
What you mean? Nobody gonna listen to this.
You're right.
Nobody really gonna listen to this.
She might send it to her.
No.
Tell her we.
I lucky forgot her name until y'all just said it. Y'all started talking. Wow.
Yeah. So we were not gonna expect her at Amy's birthday party next month.
I don't know why.
What happened to Nicole, bro? At the baby shower.
You're talking about Nicole. I thought you were talking about the other girl.
Yeah, she had like a slide.
What happened to Nicole at the baby shower?
I'm gonna cut it here.
She couldn't go.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
Y'all was gonna talk. Thank God she ain't gonna. I was gonna talk mad shit.
Thank God.
Shout out to the God Daddy and his beautiful wife next to everybody. Give him a round of applause.
All right, all right, that's it.
When I work,
that's it. Enjoy Swervo.